No, I'm not a bricklayer. I was a steelwork. I used to catch steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, red hot steel.
Well.
In a form like you know, just like a snake. You know what I mean? And it would come out of these rolls and it'd be going 50 miles an hour and you had to catch it with a pair of tongs. Yeah? Oh, yeah. It was an art by itself.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we had some hard days too, catching big, big round steel. Well, we caught steel like that size, you know what I mean? The smallest we rolled was 5/16. And it used to be 300 pounds and you'd go into a coil, you know? And some of it was straight too, like on the hotbed. The hotbed was 300 feet long. Yeah. Yeah, and it's the rack down, you know, they go down each time, the rack would tip it and tip it down to the next one, like, you know, the little hooks, like, you know, not hooks, but they stick up like little things like that, you know what I mean? And when it come here, and then that one would go down and land on this one, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, because it was red hot, by the time you get down to the end, it would go on the rolls to go to the shears, it'd be cool ends, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be hot, like, you know what I mean? It'd be cool enough, you know what I mean, that you could work with. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had some hard times up there, too.
Yeah?
Oh. Bad catching heavy stuff, too, you know what I mean? But I went through that. Then in the end, I was a roll turner. You know, the rolls for the rails?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I turned them down.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you get two rails together, like, you know what I mean? And when you look through it, it's the shape of the rail, but the steel goes to go through that, and it's it starts out at a square, then it starts the shape, then in the end it goes through on a side, like, you know what I mean? And that's the way you shape the rails.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. We had the best rail mill in the world. In the world!
Really?
And they sold it for scrap. That's why I passed by every time I passed by the... We had a nail mill, wire nail mill here, and used to make the steel and everything else. Well, everything was right here. Right from one end down to the other and down to the piers.
And now it's all gone?
It's the open heart park now.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Lots of rails used to go over the road there, you know what I mean? Day after day, you see rails going out, you know what I mean? Orders for CP, or CN rather, CN. Rails going out to boats coming in, taking rails down to Mexico, taking rails down to Pakistan. Oh, yeah, all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's all gone. History. Well, Sydney was pretty popular years ago with the steel making, and even the coal mines. Now, here we are, we're opening the Donkin mine now. We can, the Glaze Bay mine is still operating, but it's flooded now again, eh? They had the mine is flooded. They had to drain the water, it was like, you know what I mean, if they wanted to work it again. But in order to get the coal, they got to go almost 12 miles under the ocean. That's where the coal is at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 12 miles down. It goes down into a chute, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go to get down to the bottom, different levels, you know what I mean? Then they go, and it's right into the ocean, 12 miles.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah? Now, right now, Donkin Mine is going to be opened up. That's under the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the coal that they mine out there was high in sulfur.
Okay.
And Nova Scotia Power don't want that. You see, so they importing coal from Virginia.
Oh.
Now you can imagine. And we got our own coal fields here, shut them down.
Wow.
See? That's government too, I see what I mean? That's what I mean.